Good evening with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. Holiday parties can present the temptation to drive after you've been doing too much celebrating. Tim Morrissey reports.
Again this year, the Wisconsin State Patrol is running its Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign. Law enforcement presence will be beefed up from now through New Year's Day, with an emphasis on the peak bar hours from 6 p.m. to 3 a.m. Randy Romansky of the State Transportation Department says they work with various organizations to try and make sure drivers have an alternate way of getting home from a holiday party.
Another thing that the Department of Transportation offers is a free Drive Sober mobile app, which includes a blood alcohol estimator, a designated driver selector, find a ride feature that uses a smartphone's GPS to locate an alternate transportation.
The app, which is offered free of charge, is available for both Android and Apple phones. You can get the download at witrafficsafety.org. I'm Tim Morrissey reporting.
With the issue of Lincoln Hills, Copper Lake, and the headlines concerning juvenile incarceration, reporter Mike Clifford looks at the rise of prison populations in the nation and ramifications.
Citing an increase in gang-related homicides, President Donald Trump and U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions vow to return the nation to stiffer penalties for drug offenses. But an expert on mass incarceration says the nation has already seen its jail and prison populations triple in the last three decades. Josh Aiken is with the Prison Policy Initiative. Its latest report, Era of Mass Expansion, cites an explosion in local jail populations, mostly people who can't afford to make bail or are jailed for minor offenses.
75% of Americans live in a state where the jail incarceration rate and the state prison incarceration rate have doubled. Mass incarceration has taken place in America because at every single level, we've increased criminal penalties.
One of Sessions' first acts as U.S. Attorney General was to rescind an Obama-era policy of telling federal prosecutors to avoid seeking mandatory minimum sentences in some drug cases. Aiken says the evidence shows these policies haven't worked and have seen more people held for minor offenses end up back in the system doing prison time for more serious offenses. Aiken says some states that have taken a tough-on-crime approach are now seeing growth rates for their jail populations larger than for their general populations. Aiken adds some local sheriffs are driving up jail populations by renting out cells to state and federal authorities, including Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Mike Clifford reporting.
The American Red Cross is making an appeal for blood. Blood Representative Mark Sutton says there is an increased need due to the weather and holidays as donations tend to go down. The drives are scheduled for Peace Lutheran Church on Lincoln Street in Antigo on Tuesday, January 2nd from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. Three Lakes Schools on Wednesday, January 3rd from 12 until 5. Sutton says both of these drives, all of those who attend will get a free long-sleeve T-shirt. There will also be a drive January 10th at White Lake Schools from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. Appointments can be made at redcrossblood.org or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Walk-ins are welcome. And the bone-chilling cold of the past week is a reminder that a free winter clothing giveaway continues this weekend. Warm for Winter coordinator Jan Leschke says they will be opening the pantry tomorrow in Rhinelander.
With this cold weather, we have plenty to keep people warm, both adults and kids, the whole family actually. And we have boots and jackets and snow pants and bedding, and we even have toys for the kids. We have lots of hats and mitts and scarves. So just about anything that touches your body, we have, and it is all free. That's the best part.
Jan Leschke says the pantry is open from 10 a.m. till noon this Saturday at 900 Boyce Drive at the Friendly Village Complex on the city's south side. The pantry is open to anyone. Leschke says they have plenty of winter items available. She says they've been doing the pantry for 10 years, along with co-coordinator Gail Wilcox. They started the pantry at the First Congregational United Church of Christ before moving to Friendly Village. Forecast for tonight, a chance of flurries. Overnight, mostly cloudy, low around minus 9. That has led to a wind chill advisory. Wind chills between 15 and 25 below. For Saturday, again, the advisory continues in the morning. Chance of snow flurries, partly sunny and cold with a high near 4. Saturday night, low around 12 below and cold wind chills again. And Sunday, sunny and cold with a high near 1 above. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Blues Friday, 6 hours of the blues, live from the WXPR studios. I'm Ken Kroll.